This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh my goodness. I mean, this is a wild football Friday. We have this. I think it's fair to say the biggest local football weekend maybe we've had in a decade. And I get to spend it with you, Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. I'm telling you right now, anyone that is not following along with Raymond Santiago and picking the games he's picking is they're out of their minds.
Now, you're right about that. The man is like a modern day Jimmy the Greek, and I will tell you this. Now you might deny it, and that's fine. You liked Buffalo. You wanted to go Buffalo, but because you're so neurotic and won't take a Thursday game, you missed out on a layup seemingly that was Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right.
All that's true.
All that's true. All that's 1,000% true.
And now you're kicking yourself that you didn't take the Bills.
I couldn't handle it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I couldn't handle it.
The Thursday pick for you is just too much.
Just too much. I was going to do it on Thanksgiving. Couldn't pull the trigger. I was going to do it yesterday. Couldn't pull the trigger.
I mean, this is standing in the way of you. You're not going to have to dress up like a lady.
Listen, I'm not there yet. That hasn't sunk in yet. I feel like I got three good picks this week. I could get right back.
Do you have your picks, or could they change between now and 7:45?
Oh, they could always change.
Oh, no. You have no conviction in your picks.
No, I have conviction. I knew my picks last week stunk. Second last pick came out of my mouth. I was like, ugh, I don't like those at all.
Really?
I didn't like them at all. I just had a feeling after I did it.
Hmm.
Hated it.
That's not good.
Yeah, wasn't great. You know what? I want to move past it. I'm going to pretend like this first half hasn't happened, and I'm back.
All right. Well, Raymond has a commanding lead. What if do we include the game that he got right last night in our standings or no?
I think we have to.
We have
it's a
to
win. Well, what kind of question was that?
A win's a win, Dave.
Well, no, I understand that. But sometimes you don't tally that win because it's unfair. He has an extra game picked than we do. So I don't know if we tally that or not. But all right, we'll tally it. Fine, we'll tally it.
However, I chose to play on Thursday. You did not.
Yeah. However,
because you have so much free time.
however you want to slice it, Ray going into yesterday had a two-game lead, now a three-game lead on second. And if you're going,
which is you, I'll give the standings, please.
Well, you were asking questions. I'm just delivering. I'm delivering information.
All I asked was, do we count that as far as the standings at the moment? You say yes. Fine. Mm-hmm. So Raymond, 22 wins. RJ, 19. I have 18. And if you look way back there, you can barely see a little speck of Rick DiPietro with 16 wins.
I got robbed. It's all right. RJ was in last place last week.
He was?
Yeah,
and now you are.
3-0 week. That's it.
And now you are. So remember what the wager is. On that maybe Monday or Tuesday after the season ends, we'll open up the phone lines. People can destroy you as much as they want, and all you can say is, or whoever the loser is, oh, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, well, we get to the winners, whoever those three winners are, get to decide what that person has to say in response.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
If you lose, it could be maybe a Let's Go Rangers. Thank you so much, Let's Go Rangers.
That would be nasty, but I would have to do it because I lost fair and square.
That's right.
But you see my
two games out.
Did you see my new Twitter profile pic? It's fantastic.
I saw it.
It's beautiful.
Now you're nasty.
What do you mean? It's a celebratory picture.
Well, it's not a celebratory picture. Stop it.
That picture was plastered all over Newsday.
You used that picture because you knew I didn't like it.
I love it.
That's what you are.
I was fat at one point.
You are, I can find a piece of broken something,
let me shred you with it. That's what you are.
I think you look happy.
All I'm telling you, Dave, is own who you are, because you are one fat bastard.
Oh!
Wow. I can get behind that.
There's your boy, Don. You hear your boy, Don? Always says that. That's supposed to be a guy. Just let you know.
I'm not starting. It's fine. I mean, for Carlin to be saying that is just, I mean, hello.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Stop it.
That's your comedic partner. That's the guy you went to battle
with.
Listen,
I think he's a funny man, but you know what I never realized also? The neuroses that goes on within Chris Carlin. He is a neurotic fool.
Dude, he was, I mean, he wasn't lying. When we had that Zoom, he told everybody, he's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, he was so stressed to do that K-Show event. So and you know what, Adam, the most stressed, and this is sincere, because people love the behind the scenes. This is honestly true. Being involved with you had him the most stressed.
Why is the assumption that I'm going to do something to embarrass everybody all the time?
Why do you think there would be that assumption?
I know where the line is.
Really, it's not like we would be scared about Ray or RJ or Michael or Don or maybe Peter Little or me. What or Carlin? Why do you think it would be you?
That's what makes it exciting, isn't it?
Because you're a loose cannon.
Exactly right. I tiptoe that line. Occasionally hop over.
You don't tiptoe. You know, you're like the soccer ball in the Japan Spain match, where it goes over the line and still counts somehow. Did you see that ball?
Yes.
I don't understand. How is that a goal?
Ask our soccer expert, RJ Santillo.
Oh, RJ, can you explain how that's a goal? I mean, they go to VAR. They have these offsides, you know, like mechanics of what's offside and what's not, and they go to replay. The ball is clearly over the line. Like, that's a goal.
I don't know.
well said.
And the referee's down. Suck.
Was that not an egregious no call?
How would he know? How would he know? He was probably off so asking questions to people.
Yeah, were you at a meet and greet with like somebody, some big sports entity?
I wish. I was watching.
Was there any kind of Yankee meet and greet yesterday you could go to?
So that game you watch, huh?
Listen, I'm full throttle. I'm all in. Tomorrow morning.
You'll sleep right through it.
I actually can't sleep past like 8 o'clock. It's troubling, really.
I think there's a 50-50 chance you watch that game in the morning.
50-50? What's wrong
with
you?
You're not committed because you're not committed.
What's wrong with me? You just sacrificed the biggest game in U.S. soccer in the last, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 years.
You know what the beauty of it is?
What?
There's the new biggest game in the next 10, 20 years.
That's right. But I don't know what moves the needle for you.
Listen, I saw it. I saw the Pulisic goal injury, the pelvic injury. I saw it all.
You didn't see when Iran kicked it through the keeper's legs and it was just dangling there right near the goal line. You didn't see that.
Sure, when Walker Zimmerman cleared it, I sure did.
No, you didn't. You didn't see it live. You didn't see it live.
Derek would have taken my phone. I couldn't do that.
Derek would have done nothing with your phone.
He would have been fine with you watching the game. You should have given periodic play-by-play.
I'm sure he would have appreciated it.
Yeah, stop the whole Michael K. Derek Jeter interview. 73rd minute, everybody! Still 1-0.
Tell you what, a lot of people would have appreciated it.
I think most people would have appreciated it.
As soon as we got the green light, you know, Jimmy Pitaro goes up there, thanks for coming. Phones right back out by the dozen.
Christian Pulisic gave all. Gave his all. You know how Raymond Santiago feels about that?
Obviously, the reason for the holiday. It's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, some gave all, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, that's the saying. We've known it forever. Some gave all, obviously. I don't mean to get into morbid topics, but on your tombstone, I think that'd be a nice little saying.
Very morbid.
Right?
You already said I'm going to be dead within 10 years.
No. Listen, it'll say something to the effect. What were you born, like 1982, 83, something like that?
70.
Well, I'm in the 70s. So what are you, like an 82 kind
84,
of baby?
84.
So like Raymond, 1984 to, you know, 2063, like a good long life. And then father, husband, friend, confidant, quote, some gave all, Some gave all, obviously.
This is going to be a very large tombstone. I don't know where all this is going to fit.
We have two jobs. So you obviously, you're going to be for means by that point. Your new wife is going to be...
loaded.
Your second wife or third wife, she'll be very...
loaded.
Yeah.
Second wife?
Well, I mean, he can't settle down.
Well, he can't keep a woman, so
He can't settle down. He can't commit. He has obvious commitment issues, so yes.
So what are you assuming?
Now this thing has changed. Yeah. Now it's commitment issues.
See, you're assuming
see what you're doing.
You're assuming the first one's practice.
Well, yeah. Honest with you, Rick, and we'll get to the Jets and Giants and the magnitude of the weekend in a moment. I can't confirm for you he hasn't been married yet.
So he secretly could be married right now. We don't even know about it.
No, he could have already been in and out of a failed marriage, and I would have no idea. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. He won't tell us anything.
Exactly. So I'm just going to assume the worst.
Obviously. I think there's a chance we don't find out anything from now until you get the wedding invite in the mail.
Which I assume I'll be doing, by the way. I'll be the one doing the wedding.
There's no way he's going to let you do it.
Oh, you assume a lot.
Yeah, see, he's not going
to
let you do
it. But I give all, Raymond. Obviously.
You guys actually may be playing your way out of the invite list.
No, you'd have to invite us.
Yeah, that'd be real nasty if you didn't.
That would be pretty low.
We'd have a real show.
I don't think I could not invite you.
No. Just please don't do it during a football game like some people on the show.
What kind of animal do you think I am?
Well, an RJ Santillo kind of animal.
Game.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
Not really. Actually, you're right, it does. I apologize. If you had done it during the regular season, I wouldn't have gone. So I went, and I had a great time.
Literally turned around quickly.
No, you're right. Listen, I commit what I'm wrong, and I'm wrong.
Of course it did. He was in the kitchen watching the football game.
It really did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. Like, it's like you went, but did you go, really?
I mean, yeah, I went.
It's like going on a date, and mentally you were elsewhere. You were thinking about someone else.
Listen, the third date I had with Sherry was during that thrilling Miami-Ohio State National Championship game, which was a phenomenal game. And I went up to the bar to check the score. Half an hour later, I come back to the table and apologize. So this is my MO.
No, we know. This is how you get audio like this.
So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
How about that? Save Rothenberg.
I mean, I don't understand what I did wrong. What are you having a baby, RJ?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows with him? These guys don't tell us
anything. Listen, you'll be told when
we're open books.
When things are prevalent, you'll be told.
Would you not agree that Rick and I share everything with you guys, and you guys are closed and buttoned up and closed off to us as friends?
How am I closed off?
When are you having a baby?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me?
Have you pulled the goalie? I mean, where are we at? What stage?
Forget. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know what? When you have the baby, let us know, okay?
Yep.
Great. Let's move on. 1-800-919-3776. So 6:45, we do the famous Around the League. 7:15, Frenzy. 7:35, CJ Uzama. Is that right? Uzama, right?
Uzama.
I'm going to mess it up when he comes.
No, you'll call him CJ, which is what you should do.
Yeah. So don't even say Uzama?
No, for one time.
So CJ Uzama joins us here at 98.7, and from that moment on, it's just CJ.
CJ, yeah.
But when I reset, I have to say Uzama.
A tight end for the Jets, CJ.
I have to give his last name. You know him, 87.
Our guy.
87 in your program, number one in your heart, CJ.
Is our guy.
And then 7:45, the all-important and now all-stressful football pick. So it's a busy, busy Friday. Let's get going, shall we?
I think we shall.
So, do you think it's fair to say biggest football Sunday combined Jets and Giants in
forever?
Over 10 years,
a long time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking like this is especially for the Giants, man.
I don't think that's right.
I think that's right.
You think this is bigger for the Giants and the Jets?
I think it's big for both. But I think that. You know, and regardless of how you feel about Minnesota, right? Like Minnesota is still record-wise one of the best teams in the NFC. Okay, I mean Jets looked really good. Mike White looked really good.
He sure did.
But there's a lot of people that look at this Minnesota Vikings team as one of the better teams in the NFC. Now, the Commanders are rolling, which is fine, but you have a game like when you look at where the Giants are at. in their remaining schedule, the fact that they haven't won a division game yet, we got the Eagles still twice. Like, you need a couple of these games, and this would be the one of those games that I would circle as, okay, if you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you need to win this game.
Yeah.
You need to win this game. How about this? I'm thinking about these games last night. I'm doing a little research on these games. I don't feel good about the Giants. I feel good about both teams. I like the matchup for both teams this weekend. Everyone, and both teams underdogs. Giants are getting, 2.5? Jets are getting 3. I think both teams are going to win their games this weekend.
I think you should take both teams then. But you won't do it because you just talk the talk. You never walk the walk.
No, don't listen, there might be games I like better.
I'll tell you what, Fat Dave, that's my my new Twitter avatar, he would take them.
Well, you know, why don't you have a conversation with Fat Dave?
I don't think we'll ever see Fat Dave again.
You're not going to see that level of fat.
I was fat at one point. I do periodic dieting.
That's Fat Dave.
All right, so let me ask you a quick question. Let's start with the Jets here. What about the Jets going into Minnesota has you so confident?
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will see your question, and I will raise you a tease, and I will answer that on the other side. How's that?
I like it.
All right, so what has me so bullish on the Jets and the Giants? I will let you know that next, and we'll start our analysis.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Frenzy 715, Around the League 645. All right, so ask your question again, and now we'll dive into it. Go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, you said you like both of these teams to win. So I want to know, what about the Jets makes you feel so good about this game against
Minnesota? All right, well, I'll tell you. Firstly, and I really believe this, I think Minnesota is absolute frauds. I know they're 8-2. I do not believe in them. Their point differential is like zero. So they're winning narrow games and losing games that they're getting absolutely hammered in, okay? I've watched them play. I hate to do the old comparison game, but New England's offense looks like it's from the 1960s. Like, it's awful. Last night against Buffalo, whose defense is not special, it was dreadful.
It was bad, yeah.
But last week against Minnesota, Mac Jones looked like Peyton Manning, because Minnesota's defense is not good. And I think Minnesota is not a really a tough team. Now, is it tough to play there? Yeah, I think it's a home field. If the game was at New York, I would love the Jets to win this game. But I think the Jets are the better team. And I think if they go out there and play their game, there's no reason the Jets can't win this game. So, and that's only the Minnesota aspect of it. I think the Jets are built to go up against a team like Minnesota because defense travels. I don't care if you're in a dome. I don't care if you're in cold weather. Defense travels. And I think the Jets' defense is really good. Like, when I think about the elite defenses in the NFL, I think Niners, I think Cowboys, I think Jets. I think their defense is right there. I think Sauce Gardner is elite. I think Quinnen Williams is playing at a very special level right now. They get pressure on the quarterback. They get pressure with four guys. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. I really like the Jets this week.
Okay, a couple things. So you're right. I mean, the Vikings are 9-2. Point differential, they're plus, I think they're like plus 6.
It's unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable, yeah. No, plus 5 actually, even worse, plus 5. Their pass defense is bad, really bad. Like, Mac Jones diced them up on Thanksgiving.
They don't get pressure on the quarterback.
So, I mean, you're right. Defense, that's one of the most exciting parts of this game is watching. I don't know how often he'll be on Justin Jefferson, but watching Sauce going up against Justin. Even DJ Reed up against Justin Jefferson. That's going to be a good test for them. I don't care how much you don't trust Kirk Cousins. That's a good offense.
Oh,
that's
listen.
That's a really good offense.
Listen, Hawkinson.
Yes, that was a big addition for them.
Big addition. Thielen and Justin Jefferson is elite. Now, Dalvin Cook is good, too, but he's had a quiet-ish year.
No, but you're gonna have your hands full. Like this is a legit. Like this is a legitimately good offense.
Totally agree. There's a good offense. I agree. Yep.
Yeah. I think the wild card in this, like because Minnesota's passing defense is so bad, is Mike White. Can Mike White follow up what we saw last week with another really good game?
I gotta be honest. I don't see any reason why he can't.
No, I don't either.
There's nothing about that Minnesota defense which gives me real pause and concern. I don't think they're very good.
It's not daunting. I mean, they'll turn you over. I mean, that's one of the things that they do really well. They're an opportunistic defense that will turn you over, and that's something that, again, I mean, that's part of the reason why Mike White is now the starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
Well, as bullish as I am on the Jets, if you told me right now that Zach Wilson was starting, I wouldn't feel like this at all.
No, of course not.
No. So I'm bought into Mike White. I think he's going to go out there. I think he's going to play well. He's got weapons, right? You saw that last week. I mean, yes, Jefferson, Thielen, Hawkinson on their side, all very good. The Jets have weapons of their own.
Yeah, the Jets have weapons of their own. You're not wrong at all. But, I mean, this is, again, you're going in on the road, and I know defense travels, running game travels, special teams travels, like all that stuff travels. I get it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of how you feel about Minnesota, they're finding ways to win games. They're 9-2. Like, they're finding a way. So this is going to be, this is a really good test.
It's a great test. It's a great test. I don't disagree with you. I just when I look at it, I think the Jets are going to win this game. And you know what? You haven't stood up and argued with me. I don't think you disagree.
No, but I don't. Listen, I mean, I think you asked me if I thought the Jets were going to make the playoffs. And I do. I feel like the Jets should make the playoffs. That's their goal right now. I mean, by doing what they did at the quarterback position, that's their stated goal, is that we're going to try to make the playoffs now. Okay, well, I mean, this is a game against a good team that I don't think is a great team by any stretch. And I think, I mean, your defense can play with any defense in the National Football League. Any defense.
Yeah, exactly. So you trust your quarterback a little more. This is a good test for because it's not a great defense, but it's a tough game. This is a really good test for Mike White.
It is. I still give him tons of credit for what he was able to do. I know there's no Justin Fields and it was Chicago and that defense stinks, but still. Like, yeah, given this opportunity, the amount of pressure, the spotlight, everyone, fans chanting his name, and he answered the bell. And
I give him a ton of credit, because it's not like you won the game 16-10 and he threw for $139. No, that wasn't the recipe to this win. You went out there. He was great. You were like, oh, my God, Elijah Moore can do these things. Garrett Wilson is a true number one. Like, it was a different-looking offense.
In awful conditions, by the way.
Terrible. It was miserable.
He ran the offense the way the offense was intended to be run. He was efficient. I mean, he completed almost 80% of his passes. Like almost 79% of his passes went for over 300, had the three touchdowns. I
don't care what James Robinson, I don't care if he's mad or not, Bam Knight stepped in and he ran the ball really well.
Well, I think that's the nice thing, too, is the Jets are, listen, they're not trying to humiliate or embarrass guys, but they're not about feelings now, right? Like, if you give me a better chance to win than this guy, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to start, you're going to play, and he's not. I don't care if we traded for him. I don't care if we drafted him second overall. We are here to win.
Well, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, man. But I mean, by doing what they did with Zach Wilson, they put a lot of pressure on themselves. The second, I mean, how many times have you already heard this? We've talked about it on the show. That if you use a pick that high, a premium pick on a quarterback, and it doesn't work out, it's not good for the GM. It's not good for the head coach if that's their guy. Like, there's not a lot of longevity in that. But, I mean, we had the conversation like a couple days ago. But Joe Douglas has done such a good job with the roster around that pick.
Right.
Like, this year's draft, free agency, Saleh with the defense. It's like, you know, I mean, and now all of a sudden you bench him, and if you make the playoffs, it's like, okay, listen, yeah, we screwed up. Zach Wilson wasn't the guy. But look at this team that we built. It's a pretty damn good team.
It's a terrific team. It really is. And that's without your best offensive lineman. And that's without, I think it's fair to say, your best offensive weapon
yep.
in Breece Hall. And they're still, I mean, you're right. This is a really good football team, which is what, and again, it doesn't need to be the topic of conversation today, but it's what makes it so destructive that Zach is so bad. Because could you imagine, you're excited now, could you imagine the level of excitement you would have if Zach Wilson was good?
Well, if Zach Wilson was good,
you wouldn't be able to contain yourself.
No, because we wouldn't be 7-4. I mean, we'd probably be 9-2. I mean, right? I mean, if you had half decent, like, with all the turnovers in the first game, and those are some bad decisions, and then how bad the offense was in the second game, you'd be 9-2.
9-2.
At the worst, 8-3. Let's call it 8-3.
You'd be competing for the number one seed in the AFC, is what you'd be doing.
Yeah, you'd be like we would be talking about like the division more than just finding a way to get a wild card right now.
That's right. And you got what you wanted last night, right? You wanted Buffalo to win that game.
Yeah, by three, but whatever.
But odds are we're not catching Raymond anyway, and we don't need to.
You know what the most surprising thing about watching this Patriots team, number one, why they ever got away from those helmets and those uniforms is beyond me because they're awesome.
Beautiful.
I'm surprised they let both teams wear those white helmets because that would screw me up. If I'm the quarterback and I take a quick glance and I see they look similar. And how, like, the Patriots are not buttoned up at all this year. Like, did you see the end of the first half, how they used their timeouts?
No, they're not. Did you find it strange that they didn't take the timeouts at the end of the game?
At the end of the half, it was weird. Like, they waited for a couple seconds, and they finally took one. And then
You know why? Joe Judge.
Well, no, I just think...
I blame it all on Joe Judge.
I think it's Patricia, too, man. But it's just... And then they missed the field goal. They took a delay a game on a... I don't know. It's not the same.
Last time you saw a 48-yard field goal short.
I'm used to seeing it. Like, dude, we thought there was a legitimate chance that Justin Tucker was going to hit, 67-yard field goal?
How about Al Michaels? And that is good.
He's not interested at all in doing these games.
No, he wants to collect a paycheck and get right out of there.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
7:45, maybe 47, we'll make our picks, of which Raymond already has one in the vault because he took the Bills and he had an easy time last night with that one.
I would imagine, too, we probably can't ask him this just because he wouldn't answer it. But, like, of all the sports, of the four major sports, how brutal football would be offensively as a skill position player if your quarterback stunk. Like, especially as a tight end.
And leads you into bad spots, yeah.
Like, just bad spots. You're not getting the ball. It's like, it's so physical. Like, you spend the entire week, like with hockey, like, well, we have to rank a long time. But it's like, we're not in meetings. Like, we'll watch if you're on the PK, you'll watch a PK meeting, you'll have a power play meeting. You'll have some like it's not like all day in meetings. Like we're at the Jets facility at what time? Like I mean, the show started at 5.
Well, the show started at 5. I think we got there at 4:58.
Well, yeah. Then you picked me up in the security vehicle. But they're there. I mean, what was the first guy there at 6:30? 7?
Early.
And they were all day. Like you imagine that all day, every day, and then you get to the game, which is the payoff, and it's like, well, I can't even get the football. My quarterback's terrible.
Right. Were you not expecting a little more from the tight ends heading into this year for the Jets?
A lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. So was I. All right. So we teased the question. Now I want you to answer it. Do you believe Daniel Jones, you have a lot of money, a lot of money. You live in a state. You have a full gated home. If you had to put
my house ate my dress pants too. For some reason, I can't.
You can't find them?
No, I had a real problem last night.
Well, quickly, what happened?
I have no idea. I don't know what happened.
Are they gone? Are they missing?
Gone. I lost my mind. I have no idea. But the pants.
It's all on the table.
Dress pants are gone. Officially.
So you thought you had them in a specific location and now they're gone?
Yeah, I thought I dry cleaned them and then had them hung up and they're gone.
Well, that's interesting. All right. That being said, is Daniel Jones week one starting quarterback Giants next year?
I feel like it's early. It's unfair for you to ask me that question now. Since we're now playing the most meaningful part of the schedule.
Okay. Well, but I think that's the exciting part of it.
I would lean yes. At the moment, I would lean yes. Because I think that Brian Daboll likes him. I think we all know the owner likes him. He's definitely gotten better. And I think, more importantly, Daniel Jones would be crazy not to want to stay here. So financially, he would make sense. I mean, Remember when I said to you, like, the beauty of having Brian Daboll as your coach now and proving to you that he's a, I mean, that he's a really good head coach. He's not just a really good offensive coordinator. He's like, he's showing you he's a really good head coach.
He's a very smart guy, yes.
But the combination of him and Kafka seem like they work wonders with quarterbacks. You saw, you know, Daboll with Josh Allen. You know, Kafka was with Pat Mahomes. So you didn't necessarily need to have one of those, you know, top 10 picks to get a quarterback, because if you found a quarterback you liked in the first round or wherever it was, like, these guys would do a good job of developing that quarterback. So, I mean, so that opportunity would still exist if you decided, hey, you know, Daniel was really good this year. He has all the intangibles that we like. Like, I'm interested to see what it would look like if he had some actual talent.
If he had receivers?
It. Yeah.
Like if he had Jets or Washington-like receivers, I agree with you. Because it feels like the offensive line is on the verge of being fixed, right?
It's, well, yeah, you're going to get healthy this week, too. Healthier.
Yes. Evan Neal's going to play. Feliciano's going to play.
Bredesen's going to be back.
Yeah, so you are clearly trending in the right direction. I agree with you. I think he's going to be back. I don't know if they draft someone, if they sign someone as a free agent. See, I guess you can't, right? You can't sign him and sign a free agent quarterback, too.
No, you would bring him back, and it would make, I think, financially it would make sense, because I think Daniel, I mean, he's not, I don't think he's going to try to break the bank, or he's going to have all these teams lining up to give him humongous offers. They like him, he likes them, and then you can still, you know, try to find a young quarterback to develop at the same time.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. All right, let's go to some of the calls. Frank in Brooklyn. Good morning, Frank. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I mean, what wins championships? Defense, correct? We see that every year.
No. You know what? Firstly, this whole thing of you can't win a championship without a defense, or you can't win without. No, you need a good to great quarterback, and you need at least a serviceable to good defense.
I get you. I understand that. But, Dave, before we started signing these young quarterbacks and trying to get to the Super Bowl in their rookie deal, before the formula changed, you had teams like the Giants with a Hosteller or a Phil Sims.
Do you understand how long ago that is, Frank? The Giants with Hosteller was over 30 years ago. The Giants with Sims is approaching, amazingly enough, 40 years.
What about Baltimore Dilfer? Baltimore or Dilfer. I mean, I don't think you need
Okay, Baltimore or Dilfer. You could argue that was the greatest defense in the history of the game, Frank.
I get it. What I'm saying is, if Daboll could get players to play where they have to, like Belichick, and be elite at their positions, and you could coach a team, you could have a good quarterback. You don't have to be elite and mistake football to get you there. It doesn't necessarily have to be elite. So if you give Daniel Jones a contract that doesn't break the bank, and you could spend money elsewhere and have a defense that is good and a secondary, that maybe you can do the same formula and win Super Bowls. It doesn't necessarily have to just be this new formula. The old one is proven also. No? Come on, Dave.
I think you're saying two different things, though.
What are you attacking me for? I'm not down on Daniel Jones. But go ahead.
Yeah, Frank, I don't think that Dave's disagreeing with you.
It doesn't have to necessarily be the new way. It can be the old way, no?
I think I will say this. I think it's easier with the new way. I think if you just have the elite quarterback, it makes it much easier. Because that's one position that you check off instead of having a lot of positions checked.
Oh, well, hold on. I mean, it'll make your life easier initially until all of a sudden now that quarterback's making 50 mil. And that now your job gets harder because you got to find a way to add pieces with no money. Right, like now you have to. Now the focus has to be like you can't afford to miss on high draft picks. Like the beauty of the whole, you know, we're going to get an elite quarterback in the draft with whatever pick it is. If it's Trevor Lawrence or it was supposed to be Zach Wilson, whatever it is that we put this kid in year one. He gets all the mistakes out of a system, the growing pains, learns the system. Then by year two or midway through year two, he's turned himself into a really good quarterback. And now we have the back end of this rookie deal, where we can, you know, we can surround him with all these pieces and take advantage, and we'll win then, and he'll be so good by the time he's out of this rookie deal making all the money that, you know, he can carry us if we're not as good as we were.
Right, and that's what the Jets would have been in if the quarterback didn't seemingly stink.
The Jets would be in euphoria.
It'd be nirvana right now.
Exactly.
Your defense
right.
is excellent. You got a million weapons. Your offensive line, now that it's getting healthier, is pretty good again. And if you had the quarterback, oof.
Well, what the great quarterback does, though, I mean, this is a bit, part of the reason why I think Kyle Shanahan, you know, decided to do what he did and go out and get Trey Lance, is because if your quarterback gets to a certain level, like, you know, a Patrick Mahomes level or one of these guys that's one of the best in the league, that, I mean, he makes Like, he'll make a bad play, or I mean, he'll make a bad play good. Like, they have that ability. You know, guys that are just good quarterbacks, like, they don't have that special ability. Like, as an offensive coordinator, like, you really got to scheme this thing up. You got to call the right plays. And if you don't call the right play, your quarterback can't necessarily turn it into a good play.
Listen, there's many ways to build a team to win. You can build with a very good defense, a good running game, and a good quarterback. You can build around a great quarterback. You can listen. The Chiefs' defense is not great, and they're good every single year.
It's better though. The Chiefs' defense,
but
it's
not. But it's not. If you rank the Chiefs' defense, it's probably what, middle of the pack.
Yeah, listen. You gotta have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Like, Chris Jones is really good. Like, you have to have certain pieces. You have to be opportunistic. If it's, you know, we're good in between. You know, we'll give you the yards in between the 20s. Then all of a sudden we lock you down in the red zone. But a team like Kansas City, if to your point with Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes.
He makes the whole thing go.
Well, he makes up for a lot of, like, we spent all this time talking about how the Giants aren't talented enough to make mistakes because they're just not good enough. Well, when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, your team can afford to make some mistakes and he can clean it up. Like, he's the eraser.
He can clean it all up. And they haven't had a great running back there in a long time, too.
Well, I mean, even last night with Josh Allen, man. I mean, the one play where it looks like he's going out of bounds. Like, that's not how you're drawing it up.
No, but when you have a special player, then the special things happen.
Yeah, on both, but it can happen on both sides of the ball. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at Pittsburgh's
defense. There's no defined recipe. I just think, for me, it's if you have the quarterback, it makes it a lot easier.
I think it makes everyone's job a lot easier.
It makes it a lot easier.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, it's frenzy time. Puts everyone in a good mood on a Friday. DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Rick, I'm not going to ask if you're ready because I know, in fact, you are. I'm receiving tweets, phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go. Frenzy, CJ Uzama at 7:35. Picks right after that. Pete Merrick, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. All right, I didn't want to have to do this. Rick, should we explain the rules to the frenzy, I guess?
Let's try one more.
Okay. Let's go. Am I saying this right here, RJ? A nil in Georgia. A nil, you're on the frenzy.
If Sauce finishes the year without giving up a touchdown, what's the chance of winning Defensive Player of the Year?
I don't think he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I think he'll win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. He's not going to win Defensive Player of the Year, though.
But he is. Ooh, he's a special player.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I love that guy. Alex and Comac. Alex, you're on the frenzy.
Other than the Chiefs, are the Dolphins the next best team in the AFC?
I still think the Bills.
I still think the Bills, too, but I think this weekend's game will tell you a lot about Miami.
Miami wins this game on Sunday, and you're all in on believing in them?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, yeah. I mean, San Francisco right now is the team that you look at, especially the way their defense is playing. As they may be the best team in the NFC. I know. I mean, it's the Eagles right now, but San Francisco might be the best team.
No,
in the
I don't.
NFC.
I don't think it's the Eagles. I know. Okay. I'm probably in the minority there. I don't think it's the Eagles. I think the Eagles are flawed.
All right. Well, I mean, they'll get a good test against Tennessee. But yeah, if Miami can go to San Francisco and win, that would answer a lot of people's questions about that.
You know, there's a very good chance we're going to get Dallas at San Francisco in the first round of the postseason.
That would be spicy for behind the glass.
You know what that would do? We'd have a fruit basket lined right up again.
Yeah, that would.
But that's so mature. No, that's the problem. They're so mature.
Santiago is not mature with this team.
Yeah, but he's mature as far as going after other people with his fandom.
Yeah, but who knows if RJ even did, if he's even paying attention. He might have some event he has to
do. It's a great point. He could have like a sit down with Greg Berhalter or something. You don't know. Peter in Connecticut. Peter, you're on the frenzy.
What are the Giants going to do with Daniel Jones and Saquon after the season?
I mean, we don't know. If I had to guess, venture a guess, I'd say they keep both of them.
It feels like franchise tag one if they have to and sign the other one, but right now it feels like both are coming back.
Well, the smart move would be to franchise tag Saquon. I don't want to franchise tag Daniel Jones. That's a lot.
No, I think that. I mean, you already heard out of Saquon's camp when they had the whole bye week that he was negotiating a deal that he wanted top of the market running back money. That Daniel Jones ain't looking for top of the market quarterback money.
No, you could probably get Daniel Jones like 2 years, $45 to $50 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Does Kenny Golladay ever score a touchdown in a Giants uniform? That's Rob Stinchfield. I think yes. That's an. You think so?
Yes.
This week.
Kenny Golladay is going to score a touchdown. How about that?
I don't know. How could you possibly think that?
I don't. Doesn't he
have
to score one?
You're trolling.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to score one?
He has one? Four catches on the year.
I mean, Andrew Thomas has a touchdown catch.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Danny Boy, who's the biggest disappointment in the AFC this year? You can answer for both of us.
Biggest disappointment in the AFC? Denver.
Yeah, it's Denver and it's
Russell. There's a lot of them, though. There's a lot of them, though.
More than Denver?
Indy's a disappointment.
Not more than
coach.
Denver's awful.
Denver's embarrassing. Yeah.
Denver is horrendous. I mean, you sell the Chargers, but the Chargers still going to have a chance at the playoffs. The Raiders, but I mean, no. Denver. Denver's the answer. Denver stinks.
I don't disagree. Denver's awful.
They stink. Greg in the car. Greg, you're on the frenzy.
In August, I parlayed the Houston Astros and Buffalo Bills to win the championship. Come playoff time, should I let it ride or cash out?
Well, can I ask you a personal question? How much are we talking about here?
It was $50 to win $2,000.
To win two. Now, so your cash out now would be what?
Like three or 400, I think.
No, ride it.
I wouldn't do it.
Ride it. Like Seabiscuit. Ride that.
Ride it. Listen, Buffalo, if Buffalo, we just went through their schedule earlier, they have a chance to win out. If they win out and Kansas City loses a game, the road to the Super Bowl now goes through Buffalo, right?
If Kansas City loses and Buffalo wins out.
Yeah.
Well, Buffalo owns the tiebreaker against Kansas City.
Right, because they beat them.
Yep.
So, no, I'm not. I wouldn't hedge that. To win $300 when you have a chance to win $2,000? No way. John in Jersey. John, you're on the frenzy.
I'm a Steelers fan. Do you think we have our franchise quarterback with Kenny Pickett?
Franchise. I think he's played well.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
probably.
He's played well. I think there were some questions early on, but he's not turning the ball over now.
You know, yeah, I mean, he's the first round. He looks good. He's getting better. Their offense is competent, and their offensive line is not even good. Yeah, I think he looks to be their franchise quarterback. Yes. Yes,
hey,
I do.
Let's go. Move along.
All right,
don't
yell at me, please. John, and this is a friend zone. John in Jersey. You're on the frenzy, John.
Hey, Dave, talk about disappointments. I'm a Packer fan since 40 years. But anyway, I need your help. I'm in a knockout pool. $50,000 is the prize.
Nice.
Should I take the Browns Sunday?
Who else do you have? Do you have the Ravens? Oh, you hung up on them? I mean, I do like the Browns to win. I like the Ravens better. Do you have the Cowboys? I like them as well. So, yes, I feel good about the Browns, but I'd need to know your other options. Jeff Howard Beach. Jeff, you're on the frenzy.
What team currently in the playoff race won't be there at the end of the year and vice versa? What team that's not in there right now will be there? Thanks, guys. TGIF.
Yeah, not in there that will be there.
That's a great call right there.
That's a good one.
It's a nice call.
I think the Chargers don't get in.
Well, the Chargers are. I mean, the Chargers currently aren't in.
But they're right there. Like, yeah, they control their own destiny.
What? How is that?
What do you mean, how's that? If they win out, they're going to get in.
If they if they win out. Yeah, well, if the Jets win out, they'll get in too.
Okay, when you look at the AFC playoff picture, you don't think the Chargers are right there to be a playoff team.
Yeah, they're right there. They're a game right now behind the Jets. Jets have seven wins. They have six.
And I don't think they're going to get in.
Okay. Yeah, but so who was in the playoffs?
That's nothing. All right. So what team is in the playoff picture right now that I don't think gets in? I'm not going to say the Giants.
Oh, so it would be the Giants in Washington right now.
Washington
or potentially,
schedules.
If you think Tampa's going to lose the, if Tampa's going to lose
how
the division,
how can Tampa not? If Tampa doesn't get in, that would be a catastrophic season.
And no Aaron Rodgers, no Tom Brady in the playoffs. Ugh.
So then you answer the question instead of picking on me.
I would probably say I mean, depending on what happens on Sunday, I would say either the Giants or Washington.
Well, how about the Jets?
I think the Jets are going to make the playoffs.
Well, I think the Giants are going to make the playoffs. Orlando in Atlantic Highlands. Finish us off here on the Frenzy, Orlando.
With the Dolphins' hard schedule coming up, if the Jets win this week, could next week be for division?
No. Buffalo is going to win this division.
Jets win this week, they have 8 wins. Buffalo already has 9.
You expect the Jets to win this week and then go into Buffalo and win that game.
Oh no, he said that for the division. Yeah, I mean, if you beat Buffalo, all of a sudden in Buffalo, you've beaten.
Yes, if you win out, you'll win the division. I don't think the Jets are there.
Well, no, but if you beat Buffalo, now you beat them twice, so you have the tiebreaker.
Correct.
Locked up.
Right. If you win out, you're going to win the division.
Say it again one more time.
If the Jets win out, they'll win the division.
God, that makes me happy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
CJ Uzama joins us here, Jets tight end. This is first of all, good morning, CJ. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, listen, I don't want to make it uncomfortable, but I need to ask you about the quarterback situation, obviously. How difficult of a decision do you think it was behind closed doors for Saleh and the GM and the coaching staff to make the decision to go to Mike White over Zach Wilson?
I would assume it's a tough decision, right? You know, it's your number two pick. I'm glad I'm not the GM and the head coach and having to make those decisions, but I get to just, you know, be the guy that's like, hey, run this and block this. I'm sure it was a tough decision for them. I think after talking to both of the guys, I'm sure they were like, well, this is necessary for one, for Zach, and two, for the team at the moment.
CJ, we played some of the sound of you yesterday, talking about Zach addressing the team. How the guys kind of, rallied around him after he took responsibility. How has that been since that whole thing went down with him?
Yeah, it's been well. Again, like I said, that act, I know, it gained a lot of respect for the guys. And so, at practice, in the locker room, off the field, even, like, we're rallying behind him. We want to, obviously, he's your boy. He's your teammate. He's your quarterback. You want to see him succeed. So I think that, something like that, it goes a long way for the team. We've been open arms to him and wanting nothing but the best for him and making sure that, he gets back to playing the level of football that he wants, that, we know he's capable of.
What's the upside of Mike White? I mean, obviously you haven't seen a ton of him. He played last week. He looked phenomenal. I mean, how good do you think he could get with this guy? Because we saw him a little bit last year. He had a sensational game against you, right, against Cincinnati, and then he got hurt. And now this year he plays the one game and he looked excellent. How good can it be for Mike White with this team?
I mean, I think it's tough, or it would be tough, I can imagine, being a backup quarterback. I don't 100% know the ins and outs of it, and the preparation that goes in. All I know is what I see from him, and backups that I've had in the past, and I can say that his work ethic is second to none. He prepares every game, and that's football talk, right? Like, well, you got to prepare every game like you're going in, but he does, and you see it. You can tell even during the game, he would come up to you and be like, hey, like, we saw you on this. Like, just make sure you run it again the same way. And, coming up to Conk and I, especially, and just saying, hey, like, we'll get you this ball. We see it, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, if that's any indication of where his head's at as a quarterback and where his head's at as a football player and the leader of the team, then, I think the sky's the limit for what he can do and what he brings to the table.
Jets tight end CJ Uzama joins us here in the show. CJ, how much different was the game plan? Did the game plan change at all? I mean, quarterbacks have different, Mike and Zach have different skill sets a little bit, I guess, but does the game plan change much?
Yeah, I mean, as much as it can change from a team to a team, I think each game plan is going to be different. So I'm not 100% sure what changes there were from a game plan in terms of what we were going to do to attack the Bears defense. So I don't know. That one's a little tougher for me to say,
we changed this game plan or we added this or that. I mean, obviously, yeah, there's different skill sets there with the quarterbacks and what their abilities are. So I'm sure that you know, that factor was added in and LaFleur's, you know, thought process of how he was going to, you know, do certain things. But yeah, that was a little tougher for me to kind of decipher with how we would attack, you know, the Bears defense and how we're planning to attack the Vikings.
How much different is it though? I know guys, I've heard receivers and tight ends talk about, you know, just different, you know, he throws a catchable ball. Just watching Mike White, it looks like he throws. I mean, he's really accurate. It looks like he throws a really catchable ball. Is there a noticeable difference as far as how they throw the football at all?
Well, I'm going to be honest. In terms of the game, it almost had to be a catchable ball with the rain that we were dealing with. And so, yeah, we were happy with that aspect of it for sure, especially, you know, Conk and I are in the huddle. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but like, we're getting hype off run plays. Like, yeah, let's keep just pounding the ball right now because it's, you know, the weather and you know, I think he handled it beautifully. I think we all did. But yeah, I think, you know, he does throw a pretty ball. And you know, I think, you know, you could tell from the game that, we were able to, you know, to catch the ball and especially with, you know, conditions the way that they were.
CJ, do you find that maybe there's less pressure on you guys offensively because the defense has just been so good and so lights out this season?
Man, I don't know. To be honest, like in the locker room, I don't know how everybody else feels. I can only see personally, obviously, but I feel like there's more pressure on us to make sure that, you know, we're not letting the defense down. I think that's the main thing. We know that – I know that our defense is amazing. I know that they're going to get stops, they're going to get us the ball, they're going to get, you know, turnover ops and put us in favorable position. I know that, you know, for the most part, our special teams has been doing an adequate job. We're not happy completely, you know, me being on special teams, I'm not happy completely with my performance and our performance as a unit throughout the season. But we played good games and, you know, given good field position. And so as an offense, I think, you know, for me, I'm like, we have to score. We have to make life easier for our defense. We have to, you know, just make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. And you know, I think we were able to do that. We had two penalties last game, I'm pretty sure. And so things like that, no turnovers in the past four games, I'm pretty sure, like three or four games. So things like that, you know, I think that is what is giving us as an offense some confidence as well.
CJ, last one for me. How have you liked New York? How have you liked New York so far?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I think being in Jersey, being 45 minutes away from the city is nice. You know, you find your spots around here. You find your little delis. You find your bagel shops. And you know, you make that place you go in every time. And obviously, the older heads in there chirping about football and kind of giving a little crap every now and then, which is nice. And then, yeah, obviously going into the city and getting to experience that. And I'm a big theater guy, so going to shows has always been fun for me. So being able to do that is a nice little treat as well.
Look at you, a renaissance man. We're impressed. Do you, you must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine, huh?
You said what now?
You must miss that quarterback in Cincinnati, I would imagine.
Oh, I mean, I miss some of the guys just, you know, friendship-wise for sure. I keep up with them and talk to them. I ended up texting Jamar last week because my mom got me an ornament that it was like a mini Groot, and that's something that he called me, said I look like Groot. So things like that, it's fun. It's fun to be able to catch up with guys and you know, to continue to wish them success and kind of give them a little crap every now and then. So that's always fun for sure.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate you. Good luck. Rick is a huge Jets fan. So if you want to make his weekend and put us in a good mood for the show on Monday morning, go out there, get a win, and take care of business. And good luck to you and the guys.
All right, we got you, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Sure. Thanks, CJ. We appreciate you. How is that? See what I do for you?
Oh, what an awful question you asked, though.
What do you mean?
I bet you missed that quarterback, don't you? I mean, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You can't answer that question.
Of course, I mean, come on! It was an endearing question.
No, it wasn't.
What do you? He has. I mean, this guy's a stud quarterback.
Well, how you bet? I bet you miss Joe Burrow, don't you? You can't ask somebody that question.
Well, I can ask whatever the hell I want to ask.
RJ, will you please explain to this man? He doesn't even get it.
Yeah, you brought up his ex. I will say, This could be Ray.
Go ahead, RJ. Who won't make a nasty comment about anybody? That was a terrible question.
It was
an end of the interview. I bet you missed that quarterback in Cincinnati, huh?
So neurotic.
Certainly possible.
Annoyed.
However, we've talked to, I don't know, what, a quarter of the Jets locker room at this point. I don't know if it's a hot take. Ray and I just I think, agreed. Might have been the best one yet.
He was very good.
Yeah, very good.
You know, let me just say this right now. I'm not doing anymore.
Until you destroyed the interview.
I'm not doing that. And that's today's Jets Player Spotlight for the last time with me reading it. Brought to you by Pepsi. Jets fans, head over to your local grocer and stock up for Jets game day football watching. Better with Pepsi. Available at ShopRite.
That's two benchmarks from Rothenberg right there. One, the quitting, and two, tanking the player interview.
Yes.
I just got a text from a good buddy of mine. He says, to be honest, I cringed when you asked that question.
Thank you. Awful question.
I still stand by it. I don't think it was a terrible question.
I bet you missed that.
The guy's awesome.
Well, yeah, he knows he's awesome.
It's not like I started the interview. It was all right, goodbye. Bet you missed that quarterback, huh?
Of course he misses Joe Burrow.
Why would you ask that question?
Of course he misses Joe Burrow.
It appears, you know,
great job by him to make sure, I miss all my friends there in Cincinnati on a friendship level.
I could just ask these benign questions that you ask.
Oh, my.
Does he throw a catchable ball?
You got.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
You got a lot of quality answers from this man, and you go, I bet you missed that guy in Cincinnati, don't you?
I bet you missed that guy, huh?
All right, your head coach said I'm taking receipts. I'm taking so many receipts.
You're married to
vomit them all over you when I return.
You were married to a 12. You left her, now you're dating a 2. Are you gonna miss her? What kind of question is that?
All right, why don't you guys do your picks? Because I'm done. Just give me a 3. I'm done.
The double quit.
I'm done.
The double quit.
Is that a double quit?
Wait, so you're quitting on the picks too?
When you guys go to 6-10, I think I'm just going to sit right off into the sunset.
You're going to be 5-6?
Ryan Hurley, total setup question.
You think they're going to need a lead into the show, right? I'll do 4-6. I'll get some schlub to produce it, and then you guys can handle the 6-10.
Oh, my goodness.
You will never get up that early.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, what?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a slog to get you to show up.
I don't care. You can leave my microphone on during the commercials. I don't care.
Oh, no.
I want off the show.
This is going sideways.
Off this show. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? What kind of question was that? Every time I ask a damn question, I have to have you attacking me. I'm sick of it. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Yeah, because that's a great question.
Does he throw a spirally football? Tell me. Would you?
I love the voice.
He's such an idiot. I can't do it anymore.
You're unbelievable.
Is it spirally?
I mean, who cares? How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally? Is it a tight spiral?
It sounds like the guy that CJ sees in the bagel shop every morning.
You gotta laugh like a child.
Why do you need to play that?
Why
do you need to play that?
Oh, I want that as my ringtone. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
I think that's a better ringtone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what kind of question was that? All right, I guess we'll get to picks because we need to.
The DiPietro and Rothenberg NFL Picks of the Week.
Like that kind of party? All right, I'll go first because I'm pretty much done with the show. I'll take the Giants +2.5. That'll be my first game. Why are you laughing? I'll take the Giants +2.5. I'll take the Dolphins +4, and I'll take the Chiefs -2. There you go. Done. Go ahead.
Wow.
I'd never seen anything like this.
4-6. I'll be a great lead-in for you guys.
So you went Giants, Miami, and who else?
I don't know.
Kansas City. I don't know.
Kansas City with that quarterback that CJ used to play with.
Yeah, Mitch, I bet you miss him, huh?
I'll make these picks.
Spirally!
Because I'm done. You've come unhinged. And
this man,
it's always the thing that you don't think is going to set him off, and he goes off the deep end.
It's amazing to me that every interview we do, he yells at me, I can't believe he asked this. I can't believe he asked that.
Oh.
Sick of it.
Is it spiraling?
All right, tell me about the football he throws.
Somebody
is it tight?
Stop it. Will you stop?
Santi, I didn't do anything.
Santi, you make the rest. You got two picks left, Santi. Make your two picks.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you and I are actually in agreement about something. I will also take the Giants at +2.5.
Wow.
And then, I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -3.5 against.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, man?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to me?
You know what would be great?
Now they're going to cover.
It would be that if there's a God in heaven, the Bucks will cover. Ray will take them, and you will not.
That thanks. That's nice. All right. Who's up?
RJ, go.
All right, Dave, Ray, we all agree. Giants +2.5, my favorite game of the week.
God almighty.
You guys talked about it earlier. I'll take the matchup. Tennessee +4.5. I love Mike Vrabel in this spot. Eagles may win. Don't care. 4.5. I'll take it. And Dave, after much back and forth.
Do it.
Do it.
You know what's funny, Dave?
What?
I was going to pick against you regardless, because the two games I like best remaining are the Niners and my Bengals. But out of fun of the show, and I like this one better, give me the Niners minus the four.
I like it. Oh, I like it.
Good luck. Tua, Tyreek, like good luck. Looks like Mostert's going to be back.
Oh, please. I love it.
You're going to shut them out in the second half. All right, you go.
We might.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start with the Seattle Seahawks. Coming off a disgusting loss. The Rams stink. Okay? Rams stink, so I will take Seattle. I'll lay the 7. A little get-right spot for Seattle. I agree with RJ. I love Mike Vrabel. Biggest thing with Philly is they stop in the run. Tennessee can stop the run, and they can stop the run. So I'll take Tennessee and the points plus the 4.5. And then for my final pick, I'm going against RJ. Well, I'm not going against RJ because RJ took the Niners. I'm going to take Kansas City and lay the 2. There's my 3 picks.
So you're there with me, yep.
And there you have it.
I didn't. Did you take 3? I wasn't really listening.
I took Seattle -7, Tennessee +4.5, and Kansas City -2.
So you guys are going to force me to root for the Eagles? I won't do that.
Why would you root? No, because you said you would root for us.
Yeah, I'm going to root for you guys.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
Yeah, so you did it just to upset my rooting interest?
No, because you said you would. You said you would root for us.
Yeah, I'm going to now root for both of you to win that game.
Thank you.
But I hope the Niners win by 3, RJ. Because that's the kind of friend I am.
You know what I'm going to root for?
What?
Tight spirals.
How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.